It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
Pakistan is reported to be contemplating how it may use its surplus electricity by adopting Bitcoin mining. It wants to convert its unused power into profit and possibly make the country a mining hub. The idea would be to attract investors. Officials have told Bitcoin News they believe mining can solve the country's electricity problems and attract investors. Bitcoin mining using surplus electricity was reportedly discussed at the first meeting of the newly formed Pakistan Crypto Council. Japan's real estate firm Value Creation is investing in Bitcoin. Value Creation stock leapt 67% following the announcement. Industry watchers say this demonstrates investor confidence. Japan's interest in Bitcoin is reported to be growing. Value Creation, which is a real estate firm listed on the Tokyo Stock Exchange, recently purchased just over 8 Bitcoin. While 8 Bitcoin is a teardrop in the ocean for Strategy, the American software firm formerly known as MicroStrategy. Strategy is run by Chairman Michael Saylor, who is a Bitcoin maximalist. His company just the other day bought $584 million worth of Bitcoin, which has pushed its holdings past half a billion Bitcoin. Now that's a lot of Bitcoin, when it is now impossible for every millionaire in the world to own a single Bitcoin. Of course, the smart ones like Mexican billionaire Ricardo Salinas overcame initial doubt, started early, and Salinas is today one of the richest men in the world. How many Bitcoin do you think opposition leader Ralph Thorne or Prime Minister Meet Amor Mawley are holding? I suppose your guess is as good as mine. A Barbadian father who taught his 6-year-old daughter how to invest in cryptocurrency is reported to be working on creating an artificial intelligence bot. The software product would allow him to sleep while the bot is trading for him, with a little guidance. More news on this in a future Blockchain Business edition as we stay close to the world of automated cryptocurrency trading. Finally, imagine if you could press one computer tab every 24 hours and earn cryptocurrency in the form of USD Tether. Well, you can, but we are not saying much at this stage until we confirm it is not a Ponzi or pyramid scheme. We can confirm we have drawn off some money. Now, please remember, nothing, absolutely nothing mentioned on Blockchain Business is intended to be financial advice. We are merely reporting actual news with a mix of opinion and entertainment. Stay safe and stay clear of the scammers. And tune in every Friday and Monday at 5 p.m. on the Starcom Network station of Voice of Barbados for more, much more.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.